This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Power, something that is a labor of love for me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we take a walk or a ride or a trip into the unknown. At least for some people it is the unknown. Trying to figure out how people's brains work. That sixth sense, something that fascinates me. I spent almost 2 weeks. I've done this every year for the past 3 years, in fact. Gone to a place around the world where there was a tight spiritual connection for a lot of people who've had experience going to places like, there's a specific, very sensitive area in England that I went to 3 years ago. Last year, I went to Italy to a place called Damanhur and had a great spiritual experience. And this year I went to Peru and went to the same places that many people go that are touring Machu Picchu. But I went into the jungle, went on to the desert, went up into the mountains. I had a couple of experiences that were unlike any other experiences that I've had in my life. We all have our points of interest. We all have our points of concern. We all have our need to get questions answered about things that are happening in our life. And this is a way for me to separate myself from the everyday world of my business, my family, my hobbies, my avocation, and to just focus on me. I don't do that a lot. And I would tell you that I think it's good for everybody to focus and understand what they need to understand. So many people have so many questions about themselves, and a lot of them get answered maybe in the day-to-day if you do some reading. Sometimes we go to see people. This program is about astrologers and about psychics and about people who are very sensitive. For example, later on, Uri Geller will join us, somebody who's known around the world as a healer, as a metaphysician, as a mystifier, as a paranormalist. A lot of these things all kind of get put into the same bucket. You know what I mean? There are a lot of different expressions and experiences that we have, but sometimes people who don't really get close to them, they tend to think of it all as kind of hocus pocus. I don't. I think that I've learned a lot about myself, about my brain. The brain, you know, one of the things that I have discovered is that my brain doesn't always tell me the truth. And your brain doesn't always tell you the truth either, under the circumstances. So it's something to think about. And as a result of that focus on the brain, there's one thing that has been very important to me anyway over the last, well, it's probably always been important to me, but I have found it very important in trying to figure out for myself, who am I attracting into my life? Who do I want to have romantically in my life? Who do I want to have relationships with? How do I find that person? And people say, well, my God, at your age, you should have found them by now. That's not true. A lot of people spend a lot of time in their earlier years thinking they're going to find. Maybe it's looking. Maybe it's that you don't have to look. It's there. You just have to kind of figure out how to accept it. Let's see what we can learn about that, because we're going to talk to a fellow named Glenn Gehrer in a moment about a couple of broad themes, a human mating and the cognitive process that gets us there. That is something he calls mating intelligence, and the also the state of evolutionary psychology in the landscape of getting to the right mate. Certainly this is a timely conversation for me and hopefully for you, and we'll get to it right after this.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Herpazinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpazinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpazinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpazinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
New ad.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so let's figure out where we are in terms of our evolution. I think the evolutionist that most of us think of when we think of evolution is Darwin. I'm not sure whether Mr. Gehr has a reinterpretation of Darwin, but we'll get to that. Glenn Gehr has written a book called Positive Evolutionary Psychology, Darwin's Guide to Living a Richer Life. So, Mr. Gehr, is this a reinterpretation of some of Darwin's work? Where do we start with this?
Sure. Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me on the show, Doug. I'm
sure.
Really looking forward to our conversation. To the point of essentially what is the idea of positive evolutionary psychology and how does that relate to Darwin, I would say that it's kind of an advanced application of his ideas, not only to human behavior, which is what we call evolutionary psychology, but to how we can use those insights to help people live better lives in various ways.
So that's a lot of words.
That's what I do.
This is about getting together. This is about mating, if I understand correctly. Am I reading this correctly?
Well, I'd say partially. So the field of evolutionary psychology has been famous for having a relatively large focus on mating. But what I'm trying to do in this new book, and some other people in the field are trying to do this as well, is sort of get beyond just the understanding of mating to try to take evolutionary ideas to help inform lots of other aspects of our lives. So maybe I can give a few sort of examples.
Yeah, please.
So like our emotional world, you know, emotional health is obviously very important. We're at a time in our country where there's more people, a higher proportion of people expressing, you know, or showing sort of distressed health in various ways. The evolutionary perspective can help us understand our emotional health. It can help us understand what happiness is, why happiness evolved in the first place, what are the factors that facilitate happiness. But it also can help us understand why some of the negative emotions exist. For instance, anxiety, none of us love anxiety, but anxiety is a human universal, and it emerges in situations where it actually can benefit us in the right doses. You know,
how so?
Can be, Well, it can really be something of a motivator. A famous example is given by Randy Nessie, who wrote the book Darwinian Medicine. He's a psychiatrist, and the story he tells is that he had a patient who was a teacher, and the teacher expressed a lot of anxiety. That's why he was going to the psychiatrist. And psychiatrist gives him some anti-anxiety pills, because that's kind of what happens. And the guy comes back 3 weeks later, and he seems much happier. And he says, but there's still a problem. And so the doctor says, what's the problem? He says, well, I got this giant stack of student papers on my desk that's been sitting around for 2 weeks, and I have no motivation to touch them whatsoever. That's, you know, and I've never been like that. You know, I teach, my students are complaining and so forth. So I think that little anecdote gives an insight into the fact that the negative emotions, obviously we don't want them to dominate us, but they do have some adaptive function, and the evolutionary perspective sort of helps us put that into perspective. So that's, I guess I'd say, one example that's outside of mating.
But is the fact that most people think about Darwin as the evolutionist, the, what are we developing here, and we normally think about it in terms of mating, selection, having children, moving on, the genetic pool, whatever, DNA. I mean, there are all kinds of things here that it seems to me are ambiguous about where, you know, the whole business about why we choose our mate. Why do we fall in love with the people, whatever that expression means, and why does it hurt so much when it doesn't work?
Right. Yeah, so one of the reasons that the evolutionary perspective is famous for studying mating processes like you're talking about has to do with the fact that the mating domain in life is exactly where the Darwinian rubber hits the road. You know, Darwin's bottom line has to do with the evolution of features of organisms that facilitate survival and or reproduction. And mating, I would argue parenting is up there just as much, but mating is really where that happens. So when people started studying human mating behaviors with this evolutionary approach, we started learning all kinds of things that we really hadn't known before. What are the things that people look for in mates? What is the difference between short-term mating versus long-term mating? What might someone want if they meet someone at a bar, you know, for a one-night situation versus this is someone I want to marry and stay with for the rest of my life? It turns out these are different kinds of qualities. It turns out males and females have different things that they're looking for, and so forth.
Right, let's stop there. What's the difference between what a male, and this is average, because some women are like men, and some men are like women.
If there's
such a category. So what are we... I know women who want to be with different men because they like being with different men. They don't want to be with the same man, and that's considered a male trait, but there are women who want to be like that.
Yes, no, I think that was very well worded. I think that's a spot-on point. So we use statistics in our work in this kind of behavioral sciences, and we are definitely talking about average differences, and there's individual variability, you know, within the sexes. So when we talk about males are like this, females are like this, what you're saying is exactly right. Generally speaking, across the globe, males are looking for markers of sort of fertility and youth, and that has to do with women's relatively restricted reproductive window. And women seem to be looking for markers of status and wealth and loyalty. That's kind of the short version, and maybe after the break we can expand that a bit.
Yeah, I think that we need to have what the attributes are. I don't want to do average. I kind of want to take I want to take you in a moment and see what it is that you have learned from your thematics, your academic research, and how it's impacted your life. Glenn Gehr is with us, and he's got a blog at Psych Today, Darwin's Subterranean World. He's got a book, Evolutionary Psychology 101. And that's what we're talking about here, 21 after the hour.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton, located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The current podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com, number 74. Are we looking at everything upside down? Mark Gober and I have a conversation. He's the author of An End to Upside Down Thinking. He's a businessman. He began his career as an investment banker during the heart of the financial crisis in 2008, 09, 10 there. He chose to leave Wall Street, and he joined a technology-focused investment bank after stumbling across podcasts that exposed him to new ideas to put into question the most basic assumptions about who and what we are as human beings. He realized that we had to think, or maybe rethink, everything that we thought we knew. The book aims to shift our collective outlook, reshaping our views of human potential, how we treat one another, those sorts of things. Its implications encourage a lot of revisions in things like science and technology and medicine. So you'll find comfort in the conversation, our worldview, the focus on happiness and everyday decisions and how they relate to our business and health and politics. So you've got that on the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Also, our usual visit with psychic Mary O'Malley and astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy. The things that every day enter into our life, looking at your astrological horoscope every day, that sort of thing. There's lots to be benefited, a lot of information floating around, and we try to piece it together every week. The YourHiddenPowerShow.com podcast. This one that I've just highlighted is the most recent. Catch it again, YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Next week's, we'll have a sort of a synthetic look at the discussion of Glenn Gehr and what he's published, what his thinking is, and I've asked how his looking at the world has affected his own life. That's where the rubber hits the road, Glenn, actually, is how this, it's of no value to anybody else if it hasn't been any value to you. So how has it been of value to you?
Yeah, sure. That's a great point. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself to put some perspective on that. In the domain of human mating, I guess they talk about long-term mating, short-term mating. There's different strategies, Sometimes, in terms of male psychology, they talk about cads versus dads, with a cad being a guy who might sort of play the role of a long-term mating strategist, but really has ulterior motives going on, kind of plays the field sort of thing. And dads are kind of more solid, more predictably monogamous, stick around with the kids and that kind of thing. So I'm 48. Just this weekend went to my 30th high school reunion. That was a total trip, by the way. I recommend anyone who has the opportunity to do it, because it is like, it is time travel. It is psychological time travel. It's absolutely fascinating. And of course, you know, you see every year everyone's stories, you hear about everyone's families, you know, their marriages and so forth. A really awesome experience. But so I'm 48. I've been with my wife, Kathy, who's beautiful and lovely in every way, by the way. We've been together since 1992. Gosh. So, you know, we've been together for a very long time, and we...
How did you select her? How'd she select you?
Sure. You know, and one of the most common ways that they say people end up with their mate, and this totally goes against the idea of love at first sight, even though I think that might have been part of it, yeah. But, we were in the same room together, starting the same PhD program. There were 10 of us, you know, and they call it a cohort model. So in a cohort model in graduate school, you're surrounded by the same, in this case, it was 10 people, you know, 7, 8, 9 times a week in all kinds of academic and social settings and proximity. You know, I saw her so much. Her office was next door to my office. She and I had, I think, similar values. She had a great sense of humor, which is something that I really appreciated. She had, a really gentle way about approaching others in the world, which I think was really important. And maybe a year later, we might have moved in together. That was partly out of fiscal convenience, to be honest, but it was also, you know, only partly. Yeah.
Friends become lovers, and lovers become mates, and mates become husband. I can see how all that happens. Well, there's a lot to be gleaned here. This is not easy reading, but it's also, you know, important stuff isn't always easy. Human personality, the bright personality. I look for brightness, frankly, and loveliness and friskiness and all that good stuff. And I think you've got to know what you want, and sometimes you stumble upon it. You might help yourself by looking at what Glenn has written here. Glenn Gehr is our guest here. Thank you very much, Glenn. The book is called Positive Evolutionary Psychology, Darwin's Guide to Living a Richer Life.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After being mentioned as a likely successor to John Kelly as President Trump's chief of staff, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, over the weekend saying he will not take the position as he also plans to resign at the end of the year. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says he's very concerned about John Kelly's departure.
I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the president not to fire Mueller, to not issue pardons as a means of trying to influence the investigation. And so I think that with his departure, certainly depending on who replaces him, our concerns that Mueller may be on the chopping block.
Reuters is reporting Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina are now the two possible lead contenders to replace John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoyed the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Things metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour, this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in Uri Geller from his home in Israel. Well known around the world as a mind motivator, a mind master, if you will. He energizes me every time we have a conversation. I saw something that had your name written all over it. It was sort of a treatise on genius. And the folks who aren't geniuses, who are mediocre, mediocrity, the thought of being mediocre, self-inflicted. So says the man who tapped into the secrets of the universe, Glenn Clark. So what do you think about genius? You're a genius. I acknowledge that all the time. I think you're in many ways, one of the real geniuses of our time. You have a lot of passion. You're very focused. You're concentrating all the time on yourself, your powers, the practice of helping people, that sort of thing. You wouldn't know what mediocrity was. So how do we get people out of mediocrity?
Well, you know, Doug, first of all, I have to tell you about a dream I had. I haven't spoken to you for, gosh, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know why
we
didn't do the program, but I just had a dream that you were in an ancient sacred site with hidden mysteries around it, shamans and plants that you've never seen before.
All right, so let me stop you right there. You and I did not talk. Normally, you know what's going on in my life. I went to Peru for 10 days, and I didn't tell you I went to Peru. And all of the things that you have just described are things that I experienced. Every single one of them were things I experienced in the various sacred... This was a sacred tour of Peru, and it's pretty funny.
I saw you with a mystic guide.
Yep.
And, you know, really, this is, honestly, we haven't spoken for a long time.
No.
And I've seen you in amazing places. And, you know, most people around the world don't take that daring step to explore something mystical. And I urge you to do that. Now, these kind of trips to desolated places, or supernatural arenas, or mystical surroundings, sometimes cost a lot of money because you got to buy the airplane ticket, you got to pay for the hotel, and so forth. But there are so many places around the world that it's basically very, very inexpensive to get to and very inexpensive to live in. So to the people who've tried almost everything and have everything, you should travel to these incredible secret places that with secret societies that will probably kickstart your mind to think that, hey, there must be something out there, an energy. And, you know, we have these sacred places like Easter Island that we still don't know how and why those sculptures were built and for what reason. There are so many wonders around the world. And so where were you? What made you take this kind of a journey?
Well, I think you remember a couple of years ago I took a trip by myself to England to the special places that you and I, some of which we had visited together when you were living in England, and some I hadn't ever been. I'd never been to Glastonbury, for example. But there's a straight line that goes from South West England and Northeast England, a virtual straight line where there are all kinds of experiences, all kinds of things that happened over the years that were hard to explain, but very spiritually based. And I wanted to take that trip. And then last year I went to Italy to a place called Damanhur that also spoke to my spiritual nature. And then this year I decided to go. Last year my friend Meredith went to Peru and had a very good experience, so I thought I'd do it this year, and I did. And I went to...
Yeah, you know, Doug, that most of these incredible sacred places are connected to each other with ley lines, energetic ley lines.
Yeah, right.
I call them the subliminal energies that are that exist under our feet. And the reason I bought my island... I don't know if you remember, but I bought a small island in Scotland.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
It's called Lamb Island, because I felt that the ley lines from the island cross Roslyn Chapel, if you remember the famous novel by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Codes.
Yeah.
And they shoot down straight to the pyramids. I truly believe in these underground energetic paths. I don't know if scientifically they have been proven, but still, you know, there's so much we don't know. Doug, you realize I've got to send you an email with an article that came out in the Kathmandu Post. This is so mind-boggling that I think we're going to spend all of next week's talk about this article. And now, don't laugh, but the article headline is that the fear of the animals have of dying before being slaughtered cause earthquakes. Don't laugh so quickly, because no. Albert Einstein believed in the same theory. So when I finish this conversation with you in a few seconds, I'm emailing you this article. It is simply mind-blowing.
I think that I go back to what I started with here in terms of genius, whether we are mediocre or whether we use our genius. Everybody has genius. You just have to tap into it, find it. And that's one of the things that people like you are great at doing. There's no life to being mediocre. It really isn't. I think mediocrity is a killer.
Yeah, but I don't consider myself a genius. I think we're all alike. I just use a little more of my brain power. So listen, a big hug to all our listeners, since I haven't been in touch with you for a long time. A big kiss all the way from old Jaffa in Israel, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'm going to send you this article now.
All right, send it to me, we'll talk about it next week. Uri Geller, whose website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Fascinating visit, always a good... there's a question and there's an answer. There's always an answer for every question, and Uri goes way out, he really does. His experience. But, I mean, the fact that he just talked with me, I didn't tell him I was going to Peru, and he knew that I had been there. That's pretty special stuff. Here's something else that's special. For the holidays, are you giving the gift of a good night's rest? MyPillow.com, please. If you're losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those people in your life for Christmas, I'm telling you, you better not pout. Yeah. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is going to bring you a MyPillow. Maybe you can help it along a little bit by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save 50% on the great pillows, the pillow products that are there. MyPillow has the ultimate stocking stuffer. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's rest? Change the way you sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is made in America, 100% machine washable, 100% dryable. They come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like the pillows? Keep them for 60 days. And if you're not having a good time with them, good night's rest, send them back. Get your money back. Nobody else does that. So let's make sure that you get this free shipping involved with all of these things. You right now can buy 4 pillows at half price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping, and they're guaranteed through March of next year. Don't lose a thing. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Asking your surgeon the right questions before an operation can not only ease your fears, it can also improve the outcome and get you home sooner.
So there are things you need to understand about the hospital, where it's happening, and the surgeon, and also what your role is in that place. So I usually say about my surgeon, is this the right surgeon for me? And that involves, is this person board certified in that area?
Dr. Robert Sima says it's also important to consider other alternatives.
There's a lot of evidence now for certain orthopedic issues and certain spine issues, maybe even urologic issues, that maybe surgery isn't the right option, or at least not right now for you. It might be better to do a course of physical therapy. It might be better to take a watch and wait approach for certain diseases.
For patients who do opt to have surgery, losing weight and quitting smoking can significantly improve recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, 44 after the hour here on the this week's edition of Your Hidden Power. One of the people that I trust most in life to give good advice to me and anybody who will take her up on her, I don't know if it's offer, she's really skilled, has a gift. And many of us, as I was saying a few minutes ago to Uri, we all have our gifts.
Your Hidden Power is about finding your gifts, and certainly when it comes to a good psychic, this is a lady that you ought to trust. This is a good little Christmas gift, actually. Mary O'Malley, who is at PsychicScout.com, has done a terrific job of helping me. She's helped me on three or four different occasions. I don't mind. I mean, I think that's how we first met, as a matter of fact. And it seemed like it was always the same question. It was always, how do we get through the same thing? And I will say that recently you sort of helped me in a way that people need to have frankness, I think. A lot of times people will go to folks like you, and what they hear is the person who's giving the information has been smart enough to sort of figure out what the person wants to hear, so they mask their expertise by, you know, giving answers to questions that, oh, yeah, okay, this will be fine, and that doesn't help anything. And recently you and I had a conversation that pretty much put it all on the line, and it isn't that I didn't, whether I wanted to hear it or I didn't want to hear it, I needed to hear it. And so in that way, I think people who really want good advice need to go to people like you, and I think they're few and far between, Mary, frankly. I think that that's my testimonial for you.
Oh, thank you.
But people don't want to. Don't you find when you're talking to people, they don't really want to hear? Did you ever think that I wanted to hear what I wanted to hear and not what I needed to hear?
Yeah. And I know, you know, a lot of times people are disappointed, but at the same time, I think something in them still resonates with the truth, you know? Mm-hmm. And like you said, you've got to get on with your life. You've got to move on. And then some people just, you know, they never call me back.
Nah.
But I don't want to mess with spirit either. You know what I mean? I don't want to just tell somebody what they want to hear when that's not part of their healing, you know?
I guess that's it. Sometimes it's facing the cold, hard facts, if that's what they are. Sometimes you think you're right. Sometimes you know you're right. Sometimes you aren't. But it's good to have this sort of a focus. And so the reason I bring it up now is because it's a time for me. This whole last 4 or 5 months have been important for me to move on. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It doesn't make any difference what your background is. It doesn't make any difference what you're looking for or what you think you need. You need to sort of tune into yourself. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes you need a little bit of help. So I would advise and I would recommend going to PsychicScout.com and taking advantage. There's a good Christmas for somebody that you know in your life who wants some answers to some questions. Mary is a great person to provide those answers. So if we are going to, as we do the next couple of weeks, talk about Christmas and what you can do, people looking for creative ways to take care of their friends and loved ones, so have them ask Mary some questions and get some answers for Mary. That's the bottom line here is we all want our answers.
And we do.
If you want to,
me too. But,
yeah, of course you do. You're not any different than anybody else, and neither am I. You just sometimes you need to have. You can't figure it all out on your own. Oftentimes, it's almost like a lawyer whose dumbest client would be himself, whatever that expression is. So you can't always figure out by yourself. So take my advice and take a trip to PsychicScout.com. You'll get a discount if you use Doug Steffen, but that's not important. What's important is you get answers to your questions and help. 10 before the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Astrology time now on Your Hidden Power. More helpful advice and intuition from, in this case, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is perhaps the most enthusiastic astrologer you'll ever come upon, and from my point of view and my money, the most accurate astrologer for your life at gmail.com is her email address. This is another great way to give somebody something that will be precious, someone in your life who... My son just became engaged, and so I asked Maria to do a chart on the two of them. She's done a chart on my son before, and so he said, I didn't tell you this the last time I talked to you, Maria, but he told me that the accuracy, you were so dead on with at least 80% of what you'd said about the two of them and how they're interacting. They were very thankful for the input. And this is a neat kind of a way for you to help. Maybe it's just different. So you got looking for something different for somebody you care about for Christmas. Give them a reading, an astrological reading with Maria Trilogy. Why not? And the easiest way to connect is astrologer for your life at gmail.com. So let's talk about the year end. I want you and Mary, especially over the next couple of weeks, to start telling us about what the new year will bring. What are we looking for now? We're in, let's see, this is a fire month, Sagittarius. What's going on right now that may affect a lot of us in terms of Christmas and the holidays before we get to the new year?
Well, what we do as astrologers, at the end of the year is it's kind of an, I'll say it's an exciting time as far as I'm concerned, because we are opening up to a new energy come January. And that's for everybody, end of one year celebration of ending, new beginning. As astrologers, what we look at is, well, where are the planets situated at as we end the year and begin the new year? And we've got this lovely Jupiter planet that brings us benefits just going in to the sign of Sagittarius, where it is quite comfortable. And so the benefits for 2019 will come easily. I mean, that is a bold statement to make.
Yes, and it yet, is. Very bold statement to make.
Because wherever, you know, wherever Jupiter is in your little sacred birth chart, we'll say, is where those benefits are going to be most visible. And then, of course, it does take work, you know. The old saying, God helps those who help themselves. We have to really make an effort. That's why it's so great to see an astrologer, to see someone like Mary O'Malley, who can then look around at your life to see where you can go forward, where this abundance is coming from. So we as astrologers look at everyone's chart and say, this is the new energy coming in for you. Now, there's another planet called Uranus, and that just went into the sign of Taurus. So these two signs, Sagittarius and Taurus, are going to get, you know, pretty impacted by the universal planetary system. But we all are, in some way or other. And as I always say, the more information, the better forecast for us to go down a new road and, you know, see what's available there. But
so
we have
in general,
some direction.
Maybe, you know, the thing that's neat, I always find personalizing this stuff much better. So, and I'm happy to be the guinea pig using your astrological wizardry. You can use me. You can use yourself. You can use any number of people, Kara, the folks that are connected to the program. Is there a general catch-all for the next year that you think are things going to improve in general?
Yes. That's a good, that is a very good question. And yes, the general overall is that we are in a time of making some new serious decisions on this planet overall. So people have to step up and take responsibility in ways that we probably have not had to in our lifetime.
Taking responsibility, yeah. That's it. That'll be a good watchword, buzzword for the new year. Astrologer for your life.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.